Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Tunch Okun of the Steelers Radio Network, and you are watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto,
The eye in the sky does not lie.
Tunch, we've heard all of the terms. Statement win, signature win,
right.
Defining win. The Steelers did all of that and more yesterday in Baltimore against the Ravens. We're going to take a look at some of the plays that helped shape that 23-20 victory. I got to admit, I never saw it coming. I think if you're honest, you'll say
no,
the same thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I saw it all along.
Steelers played extremely well situationally, and one of the situations Mike Tomlin always talks about is first possession of the second half. This is where we are here. The first play we're going to look at, 2nd and 9 from the Steelers' 38-yard line. The score at the time is 13-6. Ravens are winning.
You know, as you look at this, one of the things that Labs that I noticed early in this game as I was doing a broadcast is the Ravens are mostly a man coverage team. But whenever the Steelers went two tights, and here is Heath and here is David Paulson, the Ravens countered by going zone. As you can see right here, here's Ed Reed. He is the free safety in the middle. To this side is Corey Graham, and here's Kerry Williams, and here's Bernard Pollard. And what you're going to see the Ravens do is they're going to go into cover three. When they go into cover three, the linebackers are going to drop to the outside. But before they do that, they are going to jump on the run fake to Jonathan Dwyer. And what you're going to see the Steelers do is they're going to run what we call these clear-out routes. Because the Ravens are in zone because they're afraid of these all-vertical routes. And you're going to see Antonio Brown on the outside run this deep post. And you're going to see in the slot here Mike Walsh, who he's normally the outside guy, but in this case he's the slot. They're going to both run these deep crosses. And then what you're going to see is Heath Miller, he's going to run the shallower cross. It's still going to be a deep cross, and there's going to be nobody in underneath coverage because they're going to be all off. And watch at the start of the ball, at the snap, because you're going to watch these guys jump right on the play fake. As the play starts, both of them jump right now, so there is no underneath coverage. Right now, they have jumped up. So you're going to see them jump on the run play, and Heath Miller is going to be open coming towards the middle. As this play is run, these guys are run off. Right now, they are so afraid of Mike Wallace here and Antonio Brown here. Here is Ed Reed. Nobody is anywhere near Heath Miller. As a matter of fact, nobody's in his zip code. Great job by Charlie putting the ball on the money. And now Heath Miller is off to the races. I'm going to show you one more look at this from the end zone. You're going to see a great job of pass blocking by the Steeler offensive line. Look at that. That is a perfect spot. There is so much room. He's got right here and right here to look. He's got right here and right here to look. And he does a great job. Watch the way that ball comes right at you. And this is a huge play right in the hands of Heath Miller. And right now he is off to the races.
Same quarter, same series, same possession. But you know, Tunch, if you don't stick it into the end zone, really all it is useless offensive statistics. Steelers take care of business here on 2nd and 7 from the Ravens' 16-yard line.
Labs, I love this play call. This is so un-Steeler-like. First of all, they're going to run to the weak side. Here is you have David Paulson and Heath Miller right here. And what the Steelers are going to run is they're going to run this. It's almost like a weak side zone blocking scheme. We used to call this 8-18 straight. And what you're going to see is everyone's going to take a lateral step here, and everyone's going to go to the ladder. So you want to get a hat on a hat. And backside here, backside there. And you're going to see all these guys coming here. It's going to be a lateral step, which usually Steelers are a downhill power step guy, but they're going to run lateral. And watch Jonathan Dwyer. He's going to take the ball here. But he is going to see Jameel McClain, and you're going to see McClellan. Everybody's going to flow this way because they think the ball's going that way. And at the last minute, Jonathan Dwyer is going to cut it to the backside. So let's go ahead and see how this play develops at the snap of the ball. And they run this out of shotgun. Right now it's perfect. The ball's handed off to Jonathan Dwyer. And look at the way everybody is coming to this side. Here goes Jameel McClain. Here is Kimoiatu. Here's McClellan. And here is Arthur Jones. And on the backside, watch this guy. And more importantly, Courtney Upshaw gets sucked up in. And watch Jonathan Dwyer cut it back as the play keeps going. Nice job. And he comes out of that. Courtney Upshaw, he's got to set the edge on the outside. He does not. Kerry Williams is trying to come up and make a tackle. Here's Ed Reed. He's about a step too late. And watch the way Jonathan Dwyer take. Oh, look at this right there. You talk about a quarterback that wants to win. Look at Charlie Batch. Same foot, same shoulder. That's the way Chuck used to coach it in my day. He's got the same foot, same shoulder on Kerry Williams. And that's what frees Jonathan Dwyer. He outruns Ed Reed. And that is six.
That Jonathan Dwyer touchdown we just diagrammed tied the score at 13-13. Later in the third quarter, the Ravens took a 20-13 lead on a 34-yard touchdown run by Ray Rice. Here we are now, 9 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game. The Ravens have the football. Tunch, you were looking for a defensive takeaway. James Harrison gives you what you're looking for.
You know, Lance, how many times have you heard Dick LeBeau say this? He said, look, pressure and coverage go hand in hand. And so as we look at it, we're going to notice one thing right now, that Troy Polamalu is playing center field. They call this man one high, which means that the safety's in the middle. You've got man on the outside here. This is Torrey Smith and Keenan Lewis. This is in the slot is Anquan Boldin, and this is Cortez Allen. Out here, you've got Jacoby Jones versus Curtis Brown. Now remember, Curtis Brown is playing because Ike Taylor sprained his ankle. You've got Dennis Pitta on the inside. He's the tight end, but he's playing the slot. And Ryan Monday. Now, we're going to take a look at how good this coverage is, and that's why you see the sack by James Harrison. The snap of the ball. Here we go. And at this point, Joe Flacco is looking to look up to step up in the pocket. But right now, he can't go to this side. Curtis Brown's got Jacoby Jones all locked up. He can't go here. Ryan Monday got Dennis Pitta locked up. He can't go here. He's got Cortez Allen has Anquan Boldin all locked up. And on the outside, Keenan Lewis, has Torrey Smith all locked up. There is no place, and you've got the two linebackers. You've got Footer and Lel T on Ray Rice on the inside. There is no place for Joe Flacco to go. James Harrison gets the strip. We're going to go ahead and take a look at this from the end zone so you see exactly what's going on in Joe Flacco's mind. Because, oh, by the way, Ziggy Hood comes up with the sack at the snap. Right now, Flacco wants to go to the outside. He can't go outside. He can't go to the check down to Ray Rice because, look, there's Foot, and right in the middle is Lawrence Timmons. So we'll keep the play going and watch out. Ray, he's got no place to go. Now, at the end of this play, look what happened to Michael Orr. He wasn't able to take James Harrison around the horn. James is actually almost falling. He just reaches out at the last minute to get that strip. And watch the way he gets that strip. That ball comes out. Ziggy Hood comes up on the ball. We used to say this, fumble, sack, lost ball, huge turnover.
That takeaway led to the game-tying touchdown once again. Then it got later in the fourth quarter. Tunch, it was time to win yourself a football game. And the way you win football games is by converting third downs on offense. Third and 7 at the Steelers' 18-yard line. 4 minutes and 52 seconds left in a tie game.
Lance, when you look at this play, two things make this play. The first thing that makes this play is Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace is here. Here is Shockey Brown. I want you to notice something. Shockey Brown right now is 9.5, 10 yards off. And before the ball is even snapped, Shockey Brown is going to go back to 15 yards. Mike Wallace is going to run an 11-yard cut, and Shockey Brown is going to be nowhere near where he makes the play. We're going to go ahead and snap the ball here. And already he's bailing out. He is so worried about Mike Wallace's speed, and rightfully so, because Mike Wallace can eat up space between the corner and the receiver in a heartbeat. And so as he stops, he comes out wide open. Look at that. That ball is put right on the mark, and Shockey Brown is nowhere near to be found. Now, the other thing that makes this play is you're going to watch what the Ravens do from the end zone. We're going to take a look at Charlie Batch's view from this. And right now, they are running a twist. And the thing that makes this so good is Haloti Ngata gets in the penetration between Ramon Foster and Doug Legursky. When Ramon tries to squeeze, he's going to get picked, and Haloti Ngata is going to go up, and he is going to get into Charlie Batch's face. Now watch the concentration that Charlie has. He never gives up. And at this point, look at that. There is no place for him to step up. He still gets the ball off. There is the ball off. He's still looking downfield. And Haloti Ngata just puts his face right under Charlie Batch's chin. And Charlie takes a wicked shot. But the big thing is that is a completion. So the speed of Mike Wallace, but really the guts of Charlie Batch.
So there you have it, Tunch, whatever you want to call it, a statement win, a signature win, a defining win. The Pittsburgh Steelers go to Baltimore and defeat the division-leading Ravens 23-20 to put themselves back in the thick of the AFC playoff race. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. We will see you here next Monday exclusively on Steelers.com.